When a coal plant shuts down, the loss of jobs and tax revenue can be devastating for the towns that host them. The state is grappling with how to help workers and local governments in Indiana with that transition. But as Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports, activists say people who are harmed the most by the pollution and climate impacts from these plants need to be part of the conversation, too.
It's not always easy to see how something like pollution can affect your health. But for Michigan City resident Don Brooks, it's pretty clear. He has COPD, which stands for chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. It makes it difficult to breathe and can be life-threatening. Brooks says he was pretty active when he was younger, but now he can get winded just going up the stairs.
There is no hurry up, you know. You get rushing, you run out of air.
People who live near things like coal plants, factories, and big cities are more likely to have heart and lung conditions like COPD. Brooks says for him, it could be other factors, like smoking. What he does know is that emissions from things like the Nipsco coal plant impact his health right now. But residents like Brooks may breathe a little easier in 8 years. Nipsco plans to close the Michigan City plant, remove its coal ash ponds, and get more than 60% of its energy from renewable sources. And it seems like Michigan City leaders are ready for a change, too.
How you doing? Hanging in there, doing all right.
Councilman Michael Mack represents residents in the city's West Side neighborhood. He says the plant has been an iconic part of Michigan City, but it's time to move forward.
I think everybody's ready for it. I don't think there's very many people that would be standing up for let's burn coal right now.
Unlike other towns in Indiana, the closure in Michigan City isn't going to hit quite as hard. The plant is smaller and is in a much bigger city with more industries. Some local leaders actually see the closure as an opportunity.
We have one of the best views in Lake Michigan sitting right on that area, over 50 acres. So why not take advantage of that?
That's Clarence Hulse with the Michigan City Economic Development Corporation. From where he's standing at Washington Park, the coal plant looks out of place next to the city's own small slice of the lakefront. Hulse says he could see some retail businesses or commercial offices where the plant is now.
I think it's a prime spot for people to live and work.
But activists worry that Nipsco will still leave coal ash contamination behind, and it's possible that not everyone will benefit from this change. Ashley Williams is a co-founder of the group Just Transition Northwest Indiana. She says the people most harmed by pollution are often left out of these conversations, and that could lead to another polluter moving into the plant's place.
We want to see that really thorough open dialogue with the community, not a behind closed doors sort of backroom deal.
LaTanya Troutman is with the LaPorte County branch of the NAACP and another co-founder of the group. She says another concern is that other developments, like beachside resorts, could gentrify the area and exclude residents from the lakefront. Troutman says many people who live closest to the plant are lower income residents and people of color.
We want the lakefront to be available to those residents, just like it's available to the residents who reside in Long Beach.
Troutman says the city needs to think about how people affected by pollution can be part of positive change going forward. Both Clarence Hulse and Michael Mack say the city has no plans to put an industrial building where the Nipsco plant is now, and both want to keep the lakefront open to the public. Mack says we could see a struggle between private industries and community leaders in the future, but those competing interests just haven't shown up yet.
So we just have to be smart, we have to be aware, and we have to make our input known on what we want as this process continues to go forward.
Indiana is in the middle of developing a statewide energy plan. Environmental justice advocates say it's important that the people most harmed by coal pollution and its impacts on the climate get a seat at the table. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.